That's what we're talking about today. You do it. We are talking, we're in our series, the extension. I don't like to call it a series, but we're in a session that we're learning about total destruction in R3. This is part two to that extension. And it's all about you doing it. God wants to awaken you to the truth in a way, and awaken us into the truth in a way that you become aware of what you're doing. An awareness to the anointing, an awareness, and I talked about it during the R3 portion of dealing with Ramus 3, about being aware of your position. Well, today is much like that kind of message, but it goes a little bit deeper. It extends a little bit further because it's going to put you on Front Street. You're going to learn something today that you're not working with Jesus. Jesus is working with you. And you're going to see that in Scripture, that it's not about you working with him. It's about him working with you, because you've been given this anointing under R3 to deal with things, and he will come and back you with what you're doing. You're not backing what he's doing. He's already finished it. He's coming to back you because everything has been finished, so therefore there's a plethora of miracles and the miraculous that can be freely walked in under the baptism of R3. There is no timeline and there's no waiting. There is none. And we're going to learn that today, but it's about you doing it. It's about us doing it. And God wants to add you to the equation. All right? Because when you're under R3, you're dead. But whatever's in front of you, you get to deal with freely. Somebody say freely.
Freely.
All right. We have been empowered by Rhema. That is Christ on us. The Lord has been ministering to me about dealing with these principalities. I have to have a consciousness about the power that I have and the position I'm in to deal with these issues. I have to have a consciousness. I have to be dead, but yet conscious. How in the world do you do that? I have to be dead, but I have to have a consciousness about what's going on around me, and I have to be vested in what's happening. I have to be. We're not in some old learning where you have to hear from God to deal with a problem. Oh, let me pray on that. You don't need to pray on an issue. You need to deal with it. Amen?
Amen.
I haven't been led to deal with that yet. The devil's a liar. You've been empowered to deal with that.
Uh-huh.
Look at your neighbor and say, you do it.
You do it.
Remember that? You do it.
You do it.
You do it.
Isn't that what Resbucia said?
You do.
And so he wants us to know the true authority we hold under R3. He's looking for us to rise up and make a stand that will shake every enemy from hell that has had us bound. He's looking to see us operate with his power. You do it. In the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 8 is our key scripture for this part of this learning. It says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The only reason why Jesus was manifested was to destroy the works of the devil. You falling in sin is not condemnation. It's just the facts that you need the reason why he was manifested. You don't want to be that way anymore, so the Son of Man was manifested to get rid of that. We learned about that. We got that condemnation up off our backs on Thursday night. It's not about the mistakes that you're making that says, oh, you are just of the devil. No, he said, this is why I came, so I can get rid of that.
Amen.
This is why I came, so I can get rid of that. The word destroy means to dissolve or to cause something to end or disappear. It's time for these errors to go. It's time for our shortcomings to finally leave.
Amen.
But it's also time for us to completely wake up even more so and really deal with it. You're under this baptism, under this tremendous anointing for you to deal with every single solitary situation or problem that comes across your desk. All right. We're going to look at some scriptures. We're just going to read scripture. What word is all bolded out? You. All right? We're going to look at how many times Jesus said, you do it. You do it. He said, you do it. And this is really powerful Because we have an understanding, most of the churches have an understanding of how they can be positioned to do it. Under baptizo, you can do it. I think the writer even said we can do all things.
Christ.
He didn't say Christ can do all things. He said we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens. Not who strengthens us. He said through Christ, which strengthens us. The anointing under baptizo strengthens us to do all things.
Amen.
All right, let's look at what Jesus said. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let's read it again. Isn't that a revelation by itself?
Yes, it is.
I mean, we read that how many times? But how come it makes so much sense right now? Look at Nikki back there. Oh, here we go, Pastor. I got it. I'm already with it. Nikki can go back to West Palm right now. She got it. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He said, I give. If I give you something, who has the container? Who has it? I just gave Dennis a container. Who has a container? You can say his name. Don't be shy. 1, 2, 3.
Dennis!
Dennis has the container. So watch this. Dennis now has literally the power.
Yes.
Literally. Somebody say literally.
Literally.
Oh, see, y'all. You rely on Christ, but it's going to be a wake-up call in here right now. The word faith is reliance upon Christ for salvation. All right? Watch this now. Now, under baptizo, watch how lazy we get. He puts you under baptizo by staying in the study. But then you still want him to move everything out of the way. You've been empowered to do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Go ahead.
But yet you're under baptizo, but you still want him to be the plow. He said, behold, I give unto you power.
Go ahead.
So you're under baptizo still waiting for him to move. Help me, Jesus. Okay, look at your neighbor. Say, you just get a little wake-up call.
You got a little wake-up call.
Just a little wake-up call. Come on, you're about to slay some principalities.
Yes.
Bottom line is, you're under baptizo, but yet you're still waiting on God to move for you. And he said, behold, I've given you power for you to tread on serpents and scorpions. And I've given you power over all the power, over all the power. In other words, don't look to me for nothing. I gave you power over all the power of the enemy.
Come on now.
Why are you calling on me when you can hear speak, see speak, and get rid of it yourself? Whoa!
Come on now.
Whoa! Then he covers you and says, while you're moving him out the way, nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Oh, yes.
Watch this now. This is going to get real good, man. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up!
Wake up!
Mm-hmm. Matthew 17:20. So now we see that he's given us all power. Matthew 17:20. I'm going to link you into that scripture in Luke 10:19 in just a minute. I'm going to lock you in there completely and you'll never question it again. One second. It says here in Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, forgot what are you? I'm going to get it right now. Who's he talking to?
Me.
There you go. Look at your neighbor and say, you.
You.
Here we go. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto
you.
Help me, God. You shall say, nothing shall be impossible unto you. You will tell. He didn't say, I'm going to say it for you now. Now, see, this is what we're waiting on. We're under baptism, but we're not taking the authority and the full position of who we really are and what he's really bequeathed unto us. We're still kind of in a hovering mode, waiting on God to strike. When God is saying, by what measure you beat. You. Look at your neighbor and say, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Doggone it, you want deliverance? Go get it. He's already provided it for you.
Amen.
He said, you shall say, you shall say, you shall say. That means I have a consciousness under baptizo. That means I have an awareness of the things that are bothering me. And so I understand now why some things don't move. Why is it? It's not just because I come out of baptizo. But I come out of baptizo, and sometimes I'm in baptizo, but I'm not dealing with the situation with a forceful advancement. I become lackadaisical even under baptizo. And he ain't going to do nothing for me because he said, I already gave you all power. You already here. You already got power on, and you still ain't doing nothing with it. You're wearing, the Bible says, them that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So now I'm now baptized, my mind is great, everything's straight, but now I put them on, and I'm still not moving things because I don't have a consciousness that he's called me to do. I'm still putting my feet up, looking for him to do it, and it ain't going to happen like that. I've been called now to do what he did when he walked the earth. I'm called to do exactly what he did. He attacked everything around him while he was here. His father empowered him. He didn't wait on his father. You can think he did if you want to. He didn't wait on his father. He stayed under the word of his father and moved. All right, here we go. And look at this. Look at this. When you recognize it, nothing shall be impossible unto you.
You.
He's hooking me into the equation here. Paul said it kind of schizophrenically, but he said it. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm alive. But really, it's not me. It's Christ that lives in me. But Paul was still there. But he was so saturated and baptized in Christ that he wasn't there. But Paul had everyday issues that Paul had to deal with.
Amen.
Paul had miracles that he had to go and get done. Paul had to preach. But he did it with the strength of Christ. But yet the life of Paul was enveloped in the strength of Christ. And every issue that came up, that dealt with. All right, watch this. We go further. Matthew 21:21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say, oh boy, how did I miss that you? How did I miss that? Mm-mm. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. What, look at this. He said, you. Look at how he's saying you. This is ridiculous. He didn't say I in you, me in you. He's saying you. He's releasing you under his power. He's releasing you to be a deputy under the anointing. That you have authority to utilize it, and he will work with you. I'm going to show you that. That's going to blow your mind. He will work with you to bring to pass what you're looking to do. You're looking for him to work for you. He said, I'm not working for you. My work is done. I will work with you. So when you go, I'll show up because you're under baptism. Watch this now. He says here, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done. Hold it now. Jesus, if you look at the account on the fig tree, Jesus dealt with the fig tree based on the fact that it wasn't doing what he wanted. The Bible actually said he was hungry and he was angry that it did not bear. So watch this. Now, this is free power. Somebody say free power.
Free power.
God Almighty. God did not authorize Jesus to curse the fig tree. Because he was hungry, he cursed the fig tree and brought a parable, or he brought something that they could equate to for the future. But Jesus' first initial, when he saw leaves, he thought there'd be figs. The Bible says he was hungry. And he was hungry, so when he got there and there was no figs, he cursed it because it wasn't producing right. He did it out of kind of an anger standpoint. He said here, you will also do what I did to the fig tree. In other words, you'll have liberty in power. And I'll back. You won't need me to tell you go get the house. When you go get the house, I'll back you. You sitting around waiting on a word, but no. Under baptism, you have all the word you need. You can go, and I'll show up. What do you think he says? Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. I'll work with you. Look at James said, you got to understand the liberty that's in the anointing. You have to understand the liberty that's in the anointing. If I see a devil act up, I don't have to be led. I go to it because there's something wrong. God help me. And under baptizo, say under baptizo,
I'm
protected.
Amen.
He said, nothing will hurt me if I'm there. He said, nothing will harm me. So I don't have to hear the voice of God to tell me to go do what needs to be done. He said, you. I'm going to give you power to do what I did to the fig tree. But also, if you shall say unto this mountain, I'll show you more than that. If you speak to a mountain that's in your way and tell it to be removed and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done. Put this on us, Lord, please. Put this on us, Jesus. Come on, put this on us. Put this on us. We need this. We need this. We need this wake up. We need to get up. We need to get up. We need to get up. Get up. Get up.
Yes.
We need to get up. We need to get up. We need to wake up. If you want it dealt with, if it's been plaguing you, if it's coming back repeatedly, it's coming back again and again and again, you do it. Just do it. Praise God. That's all there is to it. Just get it done. Go. Go. Do it. Do it.
Come on now. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. He's already on you. Watch this here. Mark 16:16-20. Oh, it's going to get good. It's going to get real good. Now, it's going to go into corporately saying they, but just hear you. It's talking to all of us. So now we highlighted them and they. But he's talking to all of us here. That this here, the power of R3 is for every believer. For every believer. The power that's in R3 is for every single believer. This God is talking to us on this level here because he wants to bring total destruction to the principalities. But he needs to awaken us up. He needs to get us up to realize you do it.
Awaken our atmosphere.
Come on, prophetess. Awaken our atmosphere.
Set our souls.
Set our souls in position. Come on, man. Jesus. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. There's an anointing in here. Shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, or that in the authority. Or I'm going to tell you what that really means. And you know what it means. Under the character of. And I'm going to reduce it one more time. Under baptizo. Under R3, under propitiation. That's what it means to be in his name, to do it, to act like him, to not be shaken the way he wasn't. Have his confidence, right? So under baptizo, they, Barbara will see a devil and cast it out. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak. Now, everybody in here that speaks in tongues, you know what you're talking. It's your tongue, it's your mouth. So why can't you believe your hands to be filled with his power?
Yes. Yes.
Kirk, can you speak in tongues when you get ready to? You certainly can. You got control over it, don't you? That's you speaking in tongues.
Somebody better hear this.
That's your control, Shatina. That's when you know it's time to go up more fast, you launch it. You launch in tongues. Jesus, help me here. Help me here. Help me here. Why is it any different when it's time to lay hands on the sick?
Come on now.
But he said they shall. He said they shall. What's the difference? Why do you have to be so super led to cast out a devil and to deal with something demonic? Why? No. If you can go up and speak in tongues when you're ready, you should have the same anointing and same power to deal with demons when you're ready.
Amen.
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 Yes, that's your apostle.
Amen.
If we look at the life of Jesus, he only dealt with what was in front of him. Whatever's in front of you, that's your metron. That's your region. Another word for metron is region. Whatever's in front of you. But if you don't have enough in your metron, you can't deal with your region. Jesus.
Come on.
Every day there's a problem that comes up that I should have an answer to solve it. Every moment, every time temptation comes, I should have an anointing to deal with it. Every time. Somebody say every time.
Every time.
You do it.
You do it.
That's good.
Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Watch this. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven right after he empowered and told them, you do it. Come on now. He says, you do it, and he's taken off the scene. But look at this. Look what he says here, though. Look who does it, though. Watch this. Watch this. Let's go back up to verse number 16. He that believeth and is baptized. Does anybody know what that word means? Tap on it if you want to. It is the same word, baptizo. So it's not talking about water baptism here at all. These signs will follow the baptizo nation. It is not water baptism. That's why the church is weak as water now. I said it, and I'll say it again. The church is weak as water now because they think it's water baptism, and demons are jumping them as opposed to them jumping demons. Help me, God, here. Because it's not water baptism here. It's talking about baptizo. And then these signs, that's the believer is one under baptizo. Help me, God. Help me, God. Now you know what a real believer is. If they don't dwell under baptizo and they Sunday goers, they're not believers. That's why signs don't follow.
Come on now.
These signs shall follow baptizo. They will cast out devils. You see it in the book of Acts. They were under baptizo, casting out devils. And you see seven sons of Sceva who heard about Jesus trying to do the same thing. No go. No go. No go. That's why God is trying to get us to live here.
Help me, Jesus. Amen.
He's trying to get us to dwell here. He's trying to get us to make this our habitation. Because he knows we're right on the outskirts of being a church that can move under power.
Amen.
We're so close. My God, we're close.
Amen.
We're so close. We're right at the edge of fully committing our lives under baptizo, under R3. And seeing signs and wonders follow us. We're so close. We're right there. That's why the enemy is kicking his heels up like he is. That's why the world is starting to hate us like they are. Because everything is a deterrent to try to pull us out, to try to push us back into the mundane way of serving the Lord. He's attacking the study.
Jesus.
The study stays under attack.
Jesus.
This goes back to when you were talking about how your soil has to adapt.
Yeah.
Because once your soil is adapted, it becomes like normal for
growing miracles.
And, yeah.
You become a factory, a ground producing, miracle ground producing. Ground that produces great miracles because you adapt to everything that comes along. When your soil adaptation sets in, man, and you adapt to the hardship of what's taking place, and you still say, I will not be moved out of Rhema, and you still say, this is where I stand, and you cause the situation to totally change around you, and you don't change because of it, that's soil adaptation. And that's when power rises up. So close. He's saying, you, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Watch this. So then after that, he told them this. He was taken up and sat on the right hand of God. Watch this. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
Amen.
Wait, what? I'm going there. I speak and he confirms.
Amen.
You do it. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, you do it!
You do it! You do it! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you,
man,
Jesus!
Man, I tell you, boy, I tell you, I tell
you,
I tell you,
Jesus.
I tell you, there's an anointing in here. There's an anointing in here. You
thank
do it,
you
can
Jesus.
Do it right now. You can
thank
do it right
Lord.
Now!
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord!
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus!
Amen, Jesus!
Amen.
You do it. He said, I'll come and work
Jesus.
With you.
Yes, Lord.
What you want to do? I'll be there.
Yes, Lord.
Where you want to go? I'm coming. What you trying to achieve? I'll show up. What are you speaking against? I'll confirm it with signs. I'll confirm it. See, look at the role he gave us here, Dean. I know this is going to kind of sound blasphemous, but it's really not. The Bible says that God sat in heaven and spoke. Let there be light. The Holy Spirit went and did it. The work is the word.
Come on.
Yes. He said it in the word. He said, the words that I speak, they're not mine. It's my Father that doeth the works. Wait, what? Yeah. I'm speaking words. He's doing works.
Amen.
So doing it is really the word that comes out your mouth. My God. Then he says here, he says, he came and worked with them, confirming the word.
Jesus.
Confirming what was coming out their mouth.
My God.
With signs following. It says here, two major keys here. They that were baptized, same word as baptizo. Being under baptizo constitutes a true believer. We have hit pay dirt as real believers. I used to be a Sunday believer. Yes, I did. But now I'm a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday believer.
Amen.
I am under baptizo, which calls me a true believer.
Amen.
Ooh, I'm not. Oh yeah.
Come on now.
I'm not a wayside Christian. No. I'm not just on the road to progress and I get stuck. No. I'm on the road to progress and I stay in the Word and I keep plowing in the Word.
Amen.
So my baptizo constitutes the fact that I'm a true believer. Then signs come for them that believe. The second note to take here is the Lord will work with us, not us working with the Lord. Under baptizo, we just deal with whatever is out of order that's in front of us, just like he did.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, doggone it.
Doggone it.
You do it.
You do it.
Should be acting up on that job? Straighten them out.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Yes.
Amen.
They own your money? Straighten them out.
Amen.
Principalities are playing games still? You do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoa,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
They still resisting? You do it.
Amen.
Cut them down.
And I'll come and work with you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Amen.
Under baptizo, we just deal with whatever's out of order that's in front of us. Just like he did. Baptizo is all the leading you need. Baptizo, the Lord said, is the militant step. It's the militant step he's looking for. Watch this now. The word to be led of the Spirit means militant step. We're already marching. What you waiting for? You a doggone army going past trouble, and you just keep on marching. Stop. Deal with it. Then march on. You don't need any more leading is what I'm trying to tell you on the baptizo. You're already where you belong. So everything that comes, you do it. You do it. He said, I've given you all power over all the powers of the enemy. There are yokes being destroyed right now.
Amen.
There are yokes being destroyed. Hope that was deferred is being restored right now. God is moving right now. He's equipping you with faith.
Hallelujah.
To deal with everything around you. Oh, and how fast it will move now that you know you've been called to deal.
Amen.
It's going to feel good to you because you know that you've been endorsed by the Master to deal.
Amen.
Man, this bad. Yeah, if you want to bring that excerpt on Thursday, I got to read it. I got to get a hold of that.
Dude, it's tied to exactly what you said.
Give us a piece real quick. Give us a piece. Go ahead, real quick. Real quick.
All right.
Listen to this. Tie it in. Tie it in now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I mean, he gave me this morning. The Lord woke me up this morning, and the first thing he came to mind, I'm going to be real quick with this. He said, amnesia. I said, okay. So he made me go into and try to get the definition of amnesia. And the definition I got was loss of memory due to brain injury, shock, fatigue, repression. Repression caught to me. I said, okay, what's repression? The restraint, prevention, or inhibition of a feeling, quality. The action or process of suppressing a thought or desire in oneself that has remained unconscious. Here go prophetess talking about wake up. That's what we're worshiping about, wake up. And the enemy does, he tries to put you into amnesia of trying to remember who you are. This, I was writing down, he said, this is the very reason why we stay in Rhema It is the key for us to know our true self that Christ has established in us from the very beginning.
Come on now.
It's the awakening that causes us to use spiritual weapons of warfare to pull down the strongholds or principalities. John 15 and 16, he gave me that scripture. He said, to let us know. He said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained. The word ordained, I got in a definition, is invested.
Come on. Come on.
He's invested in us. That you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain.
Amen.
That whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. He gave you that this morning.
That's so powerful. That's so apropos for what's being said right now. That is so on point. Now, that's three times we're hearing the same thing in worship, and prayer, in the word, and now confirmation. I read only the beginning of what that was. And I couldn't read it anymore because I was driving. I was trying to read, and my wife always yelled at me trying to read text and drive. So I had to stop. So then I got here, and we had to get right back, right into where we're going.
Man.
That's a third voice right there on your atmosphere saying that you do it. Get up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Deal with it. Stop waiting around for some mystical ball to drop that's going to handle your problem. It's not going to happen. He's given us all power, and we're wasting time with it. He will take that which we have and give to another if we don't do it. We will be stripped as a ministry. Now I'm prophesying. We will be stripped as a ministry and a people if we don't do with what we've got.
Yes, he will, man.
He will give it to another house, and we will lose our opportunity to really march for him and show the world who he really is. We have got to wake up, and we have got to wake up now and start to strike back. I'm telling you, strike back with the notion and an understanding that you've been equipped and invested in to get it done. He's telling us, you do it. See, under here, baptizo is all the leading that you're going to need. And that's the beautiful thing. Now you can live life regularly. Staying under baptizo. And every time you see a problem, think about the problems that you overcome in your own life. But now you got to add those around you to it. Because I don't just walk for myself. There's sometimes I meet Dennis along the way. Sometimes I meet my brother right here. And I meet you guys along the way. I meet you. In other words, I see your problems. I'm not to just see your problem and march on. I'm to stop, deal with it. And if I wake up to another one on the right, I deal with it. Listen, it's not my anointing. It's endless. Todd gets tired. Jesus never sleeps nor slumbers.
Amen.
I've been equipped and you've been equipped to deal with everything. You ever not want to pray about something because you feel like you're going to take strength from this that you need done most, so you don't want to pray about this over here, but you want to focus on that? Well, God doesn't divide himself like that. He has enough anointing to deal with every situation that you can see. That's why the Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. Oh, God, here we go. When we're under the baptizo, we're under the right militant step. We're right in line with him. You don't need him to nudge you. You don't need him to tell you anything. Jesus said it himself. He said, listen, when you really step into me, I'm telling you right now, I will not pray for you. He said this. You think I'm crazy? He said, I won't pray for you because when you're really in me, the Father now knows that you believe that I came from him and that you love me. So I tell you not that I pray for you. I'm not going to be praying for you. Wait, what? For the Father now knoweth. So now, in other words, the Father's now endorsed you to have power for yourself. He said, you don't even need that I should pray the Father for you. You know what he says now? He said, your prayer now just comes into asking. He said, you won't have to pray. Just ask. Ooh. Just ask, and I'll do it. I'll work with you. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want to come. I will work with you. Confirmation. In Matthew 10, 7 and 8. It's my last scripture. You're going to chew on this. I told you we're shortening down, getting some power pack things that we must stay in the rhema. Stay in this word. Learn about how you've been called to do it yourself. Matthew 10. Carolyn, you got to look at the anointing that dwells on you so, so strongly. You sit for a minute, kind of like a deer in headlights. But then when the anointing comes around, you start to do it. You start to, my wife is the same way. When enough is enough, it's done. Come on, women in the house, you know it's the truth. Jadina, Elder B, you guys know it's true, Nikki. When stuff is, and Ruby, you know when enough is enough. You step into it and you're like, okay, let me deal with this here. Who's doing it? You're doing it. You do it. You do it. Men have a little bit more tolerance. Unfortunately, we're stupid.
Sure.
We're stupid and we're lazy. And we tolerate trouble more. We tolerate disorder a lot more than women.
Yes, you do.
That's true.
Bump that. Give me my wife's spirit and let me do it early. Let me deal with it early. Let me get sick and tired. Shorten my fuse up in the realm of the spirit. Shorten my, yeah, that's my prayer. Shorten my fuse to tolerate the things of the enemy, to tolerate the carnality, to tolerate the mistakes. Shorten my doggone fuse, Jesus, and shorten it out. Cut that bad boy in half so I can just do it right then and there. I don't need to wait for nothing. Matthew 10, 7 and 8 says, and as you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is what he says. He said, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Now this is what's going to blow your mind here. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Watch this now. Freely ye or you have received. Watch this. Watch the ability to walk in the anointing, Kurt. Freely give. Only thing you did was get under rain when I gave it to you. Freely. Ain't nobody in here ever earned a revelation. If he doesn't open it, you don't get it. He freely gives it. So watch this. He freely gets it to you. So now he says, now freely give it. Now this is what the word freely means. Did you see that? You waiting on a reason to do it. God didn't show me nothing. Well, he said, freely give it, without a reason. You see a problem, now freely fix it.
Come on.
I don't need to tell you nothing. My God. I don't need to give you a reason. You just see it, now freely deal with it. You do it. You do it.
Do it.
My God. Do it.
That's why he let you see it.
Yeah.
That's why he's
so exactly.
Me.
So you can do
so
it.
So you can do it. Wow. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes.
Without reason. Without a cause. Wait a minute. That didn't bother me, so why should I bother him? Wait, did you see it? Did you see it? Oh, because you don't have an emotion tied to it.
Thank you.
But it's still a problem.
Yeah, a problem.
That's it.
And it's a chance for Jesus to be glorified.
Yes.
You do.
Amen. Talk to us, Lord.
Amen.
Speak to
right
us.
Down.
Yes, God.
Here's a scary one. In vain. In vain? Really? Oh, wait, what? Really? It didn't quicken my spirit, but it was a problem. I didn't jump. I didn't feel nothing. But you still saw. And you're still under baptism.
Go ahead.
Just because.
So wait. We've been given this power to freely move and do as it comes to us. Now, in our own lives, you should be cleaning house right now. Just right now, after hearing what you heard, cleaning house. Now, understanding that under baptizo. Now, if you're outside of baptizo, you're gonna get tired.
Yeah.
That's the key. Is being under R3, being under the rhema word. I'm empowered and strengthened. Now I get to freely manipulate. I just said it. That's right. Manipulate the anointing. That means maneuver. Put it where I need it or where it's needed. Freely you got it. Freely you give it.
God didn't call me to that. That's my wife right there. All of that. Honey, deal with that. God didn't call me to that. Yes, he did. You saw it for crying out loud. You saw it. You prayed a prayer. You said to God, you said, don't let me see anything I shouldn't see. So he shut it down. But then she be seeing, and he didn't call me that. I just told all the prophets.
But there's an anointing. There's an anointing that we all have to deal with it. My God, my daughter Beth is that way. God, help her today in Jesus' name. That she sees an issue on somebody and she want to fight instead of getting the anointing to deal with it. Ashley, you too. They want to, you do it.
Don't tell me to do it. I said I felt that. I know that one. Yeah, I read that. Apostles can read prophets. Y'all got it?
We can no longer say we don't have time for that. Because if God is opening our eyes to situations that are off, he's giving us, listen, he will strip that which you have and give it to another unless you do it.
I'm tend to do it. Don't tell me to do it. You better do it. I deal with what's in my metro.
No, you don't.
Don't come in my water. Don't even try it. There's only room for one in here. Shoot. Whatever's in your metron, whatever comes up around you. Listen, I can't drive by somebody broke down. This has been happening for about 20 years. Somebody broke down on the side of the road. I have to pray. I've been called to pray for them that they'll get out of that situation. They just got, send somebody. Send the help.
You get out and do it.
No, I didn't even talk to them. He just told me to pray. I got things to do. I got my father's business to tend to.
And if I, and in all sincerity, I would get out if that was the call. But for years, he said, just pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. And so I'm realizing that. Equate that to some situations in your life that you see problems. Take a moment as you're in that and watch what God begins to do for you.
Can we take the scripture, Shatina, and reverse it, minister, and say that if I'm not doing it, I'm susceptible to hurt? Because now, we read a scripture, prophets a while ago in Jeremiah, that if a prophet sees something and gets a word and does nothing with it, the same reproach will come upon that prophet. So now, I would have to venture and say that we're susceptible to the enemy because we're not doing what we see around us.
Come on.
I'm protected when I'm doing it.
That's right. That's right.
Help us, God, to realize this. Maybe that's why there's so many breaches in my own life, because I'm not dealing with the things around. Look at your neighbor and say, you do it.
You do it.
What is this? Gratuitously, without good reason, literally or figuratively, without a cause, freely, for nothing, in vain. Note, you do it. And here's what we do. I'm closing here. Create your own wind. We're talking about just real fast. I'm done. Create your own wind. You got it, Mom. You got it. Create your own wind. You have to be willing to create that wind. That wind that will go into the enemy's camp. In Colossians 2 and 10 through 15, and you are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him, good God Almighty, buried with him, that's why you can do it, because you're buried with him in baptism, watch this, wherein you, that were buried by baptizo, you are risen. While you're under this word, you're in the power of his resurrection. That's his might. You can do it. Hima. You can do it. My God, my God, my God. You were buried because of the word. It killed you. Then you were raised by the Spirit of God. With all power and authority, you can do it. You are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. That's why we're learning about the baptizo. It's all about, that is the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, forgiving you all, there's nothing stopping the anointing, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. Under baptizo, there is now no sin attached to you. The only thing that stops the anointing is sin. But this says all your trespasses are forgiven. Blotting out the handwriting and the ordinances that was against us, it was holding you back. It was trying to stop you. the handwriting and the ordinances of all your mistakes were designed to make sure you couldn't walk in the anointing. He had record against you. But what Jesus did, because you got under baptism, is blotted out the handwriting that was trying to stop you, not him, trying to stop Kurt. So Kurt would never walk under the real anointing of God. But he said, I blotted that out, Kurt. It was against you. It was contrary to you. It wasn't about me. I did what I needed to do. But it was trying to prevent you. And took it out of the way. Oh, you ain't got no excuse. There's nothing in your way. There's nothing in your way. And he nailed it to his cross, having spoiled principalities and powers, I'm done, having made a shoe of them openly and triumphing over them in it. The word in it means through the idea of the baffling wind. Look at your neighbor and say, send the wind.
Send the wind.
Send. You do it.
You do it.
Open your mouth and send the wind. To baffle means to confuse them completely, to defeat or check. Confusing or puzzling or disconcert. To check or break the force, I love this, or flow. So when I send the wind, I break the flow of my enemy. I break the force in which he's been coming. Man, he's angry right now. Because you don't understand, he was marching on our territory.
Yes.
Lift your hands, lift your hands.
Yes.
He was marching on our territory, and God just shoved him way back. He was all over our ground, but he just got pushed all the way back.
Yes.
Everything he was trying now has crumbled. Every plan has been brought down. My God, my God. Every plan has been brought down.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's caught in a whirlwind of confusion. And what he knew, what he thought he had a handle on, he forgot. He doesn't know what to do now. So guess what? While he's rebuilding a new plan, go for it.
Hallelujah.
Woo, that's a word from the Lord there. Hallelujah. He broke the force and the flow. By baffling it, by the spirit of confusion. The wind has already been sent. Ooh, yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. You do it. Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. This ain't for the weak up in here. It's not for the weak. It's for them that are strong that will stand. And that's us.
Amen.
It's like our numbers are dwindling. But that's all right. If you see your brother not here, you do. I am my brother's keeper.
You do.
Yes.
Come on now. Ooh, Jesus, man, this is an anointing.
Hallelujah.
That was all apostolic impartation right there. You have been empowered just now. The power from the inside has been proven on the outside. Ooh, yes, Lord. Stand up on your feet. Conditions that were very unfavorable have just become favorable, says the Lord. Favorable condition. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Ooh. That's why David said what he said. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than hanging out with the wicked.
Amen.
Boy, that overflow, that anointing will hit the door. That anointing, boy, will get you out of trouble. And it just did. Trouble just got kicked out of here.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. Trouble
Amen.
Just got its butt kicked.
Yes,
Amen.
It did.
Good God Almighty. Come on, lift those hands. Jeez, it tore up from the floor up, boy. It's the truth. Oh, God,
yes,
we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we take the charge you just gave us very, very serious.
Yes.
You've just equipped us to get things done. You've just empowered us. What's the difference when you called your disciples over and you blew your breath on them? What's the difference? And then you told them to go out. Said, you heal the sick. You told them, you raise the dead. You go cast out devils. They ran back to your master and they said, hey, devils are subject to us in that name. You told them, don't rejoice in that. That ain't nothing. That ain't about nothing. Keep rejoicing that you're saved. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
But you gave them power by your breath, and you're doing the same thing for us, God, by the Rhema word, which is your breath. You're giving us the same power and the same exact capabilities. That, Father, anytime something comes up that's contrary, you've equipped us, you've invested in us, and you've endorsed it. All power has been transferred over to us, and you've commissioned us to do it. So we receive the commission. Yeah, it feels good to be in the fight, Lord. It's such a release to know that I get to fight. Ooh, that feels good. Doesn't it, Kurt, that you get to go on the offensive? Oh, my gosh. There's something nice about that. Let that stay coupled with baptizo so I don't get tired, so I don't get my jaw knocked out, my teeth blasted. God, let me stay under the word, please. And don't let me be a fool and go on the front line, and don't let us be fools and go on the front line without you. You said you'd work with us. All right. Well, let's go, Jesus. Let's go. I speak to every need in this house. I speak to the needs of our ministry. I speak to, Lord God, the areas that the enemy has already been prowling in. And Father, I speak a mighty explosion in the house of true gospel ministries. I speak, Lord God, to perfect structure across the board. I speak to everything being divinely aligned, Lord Jesus. Everything that's in front of us, Lord God, that we need to get done for the next step, for the next level, for the next crew that's coming in. God, I just speak an opening. I speak doors to come wide open in the name of Jesus. And I speak a flood of your true sons and daughters to come in this house. In Jesus' name. And I speak to every minister that's on the uprise that they will take their rightful place, fully empowered and ready to move forward. No more attacks against our advancement. Work with us and see it done. In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory for doing it. And I thank you that every house that's represented here today and our brethren that are not here today, every house is out of all trouble. Every house is out of all trouble. We cancel the assignment across. Don't even have to. We thank you for canceling every assignment. All trouble has ceased, Master, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name. Everyone that agreed, say amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise amen. God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Wonderful.